Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cass, as always. I do have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, how are you today?
Favored. How's the weather out there, Dr. Cash?
Can you repeat that one more time, Dr. Phil?
Oh, I was just asking how the weather was out there, Dr. Cash.
Oh, the weather is it's a confusing mess. Yesterday was hot. Today it was cold. Well, how are you today, Dr. Phil?
Always blessed to see every minute of every second is a blessing, you know. And we have to take advantage of that and just, you know, enjoy life. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, you know. And we're getting ready to have another exciting episode of the Industry Doctors. We'd like to thank all our sponsors, the 65 Connection, Star, Marketing Mogul,
Marketing.
Leo Marketing, and what was the last one, Dr. Chris?
Media Combat.
Media Combat.
Yes. Let's roll again. Jimmy Paint Shop, 65 Connection, Leo Marketing, Star Marketing, Mogul, and Media Combat. Yes. If you want to tell us on this, how you can follow us, stay updated with us, Dr. Phil.
Make sure you follow us, The Industry Doctors on Facebook, Industry Doctors on Instagram, and Twitter. Make sure you continue all the conversations on all the platforms and make sure you tell somebody, hey, the Industry Doctors is the best show on the earth.
In the first check out his website, drphilnt.com, or PIL.com, and cop his project Chef Boyardee Pantang. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Heartbreak World Tour in July 14th. Where's it going to be, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, we're going to be down at Players Club, Huntsville, Alabama. Get ready to be amazed. The greatest show on earth, the Heartbreaker World Tour. Make sure you can tune in live. You know, if you can't make it down there, you can tune in live on Facebook, Heartbreaker World Tour, Instagram, Heartbreaker World Tour, July 14th. Be there. Pre-Heartbreaker Turn Up, Rookie's Wings. Everybody likes free wings. And we're giving away free wings, Dr. Cash. Industry Doctors will be reporting live from the Heartbreaker World Tour.
And do you know which Chris will be there? Or that can, yeah.
Dr. Cash, we need
to
we're having a little technical difficulties.
Building?
A little technical difficulties.
Do you
we need
know
to
which,
get our mics.
Do you know which Heartbreakers are going to be in the building that night, Dr. Phil?
Oh, definitely Heartbreaker Angel, Heartbreaker Safari, and Heartbreaker Mocha. All the Heartbreakers are going to be there, Dr. Cash, as always. But if you want to tune in, make sure you watch them on Facebook, Instagram. They're going to be streaming all over the place. We will be filming. Dino Tarantino, shout out Tech Support, will be filming the official Heartbreaker movie, start of it. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We're going to be shooting it down there at the Players Club. So, you know, tickets, make sure you hit the Heartbreaker World Tour up on Instagram, Facebook, for your ticket links.
Definitely. Let's jump into our special guest. Hello. How are you? Tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and how you started. Hello? Drino.
Hello.
Yeah, Drino. Tell our listeners who you are, what you do.
What happened?
What? Tell our listeners who you are, how you started, and what do you do?
I can't hear you. Say that one more time, please.
I'm saying, tell our listeners who you are, what you do, and how you started.
My name is Drino, coming out of Los Angeles, California, 21 years old. I started music in the ninth grade. How I started my music, it was just me and my brothers, my cousins and stuff, you know, sleep overnight. And we was at my auntie's crib one day. And pretty much, like any other rapper, you feel me, they was just testing out the waters. And, like, it wasn't nothing that I thought I would be doing. I was playing basketball at the time, and we was just having fun. And I just wrote a couple bars down. We did it live on Facebook. Everybody was like, damn, that shit's tight. Like, keep going, keep going. So I just kept going from there, and then voila, look where we at.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Hey, what do you got going on as far as, we know you got a project now, right? Where can they count that project, and where, what is it tied to, and what do you got going on right now? What are you working on right now?
All right, the project that I recently dropped, Back At It Part 3, that was based off of the first Back At It when I did it in 2014. And pretty much when I first did Back At It, it was just like, man, I'm back at it. Like, even though I had first started, like, I just started around that time, I was just like, I'm back at it with something crazy. So when I did this tape, it was like, it reminded me of like when I first started doing music, because my craft is elevated to a whole nother level. It's like I'm a new person, like a different artist or something. Like, so when I was working on this mixtape, I was just like, man, back at it. Like, back at it again with this crazy stuff. So I did, that's what Back At It Part 3 was based on, hosted by DJ Cortez, the Rap Pad DJs, and DJ Mike Lou. You could go find that on SoundCloud, Spinrilla, my mixtapes, anywhere, live mixtapes, anywhere. Right now I'm working on my album, Creole Thuggin', and that's based off on that's just for the culture, all the Creoles around the world. Like, it's more than just rap, so I'm digging deeper into this album, like, very deep. The first album I did, Breaking Records, it was just an album that I wanted to throw out there. This album right here is the album I should have did for the first album. That's how I feel about this album. So stay tuned. I got mad singles dropping out. Just dropped a single June 5th. Got another one coming June 20th and 25th and July 4th. So, yeah, man, just stay tuned, man. We doing it, man.
Just drop the heat. Let's go to my cultural Dr. Phil. Do you have any questions for special guest Drino?
Yeah, what do you see the music scene going in LA in the future, in the next two to three years?
You said, where do I see the music scene in LA in the next 2 to 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
honestly, I see California music is going to remain. It's going to always stay the way it is now. So honestly, there's no change in the West Coast music. If you want to hear something different, go to the East Coast. They're going to give you that variety. They're going to give you that radio music. You go back west, you're going to get nothing but street love, nothing but street music. That's all you're going to hear, honestly. So that's why I look at – that's how I look at California in the next 2-3 years, honestly. It ain't going to never fade out. It's going to take too much to fade out that game-banging lifestyle, that street lifestyle into this music. So, honestly, I don't think it's going to ever change.
And can we get your social media links? Where can we follow and stream your music and like and definitely interact with your content?
You can find me anywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google Play, SoundCloud. I'm not really on SoundCloud like that no more. Well, I'm not uploading my songs to SoundCloud is what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to the bigger platforms now. But I do have a lot of music on SoundCloud. You can find me on SoundCloud, Pokeshare, YouTube, LimeWire, like whatever type of music outlet you can find me on. Literally, Audio Mac, like just anything. Just search up Drino, Drino, on me. You can find me anywhere. And if you're really trying to connect, type in that PAPI, PAPIDRINO, that Poppy Drino. It's going to definitely pop up. So. Yeah, man, let's get it. That's how you can find me.
What is your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram?
Oh, yeah, my Facebook?
Yeah.
Drino DBE. Yeah. That's my fan page, Drino DBE, DRINOGBE. That's my fan page. On Instagram, The Life of Drino, THELIFEOFDRINO. And if you're trying to follow me on Twitter, Poppy underscore Drino, PAPI underscore DRINO. Over 10K.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, okay. Now, don't be surprised because Dr. Phil and the industry doctors will be engaging with your content. That is a quote that you can believe and trust. Drino, do you have any influencers growing up, anybody that pushed you forward doing music? What made you do music? What got you into doing music?
Well, honestly, I never really, gonna sound weird, but I never really, like, looked up to anybody. I always wanted to be myself. Like, I never looked like how everybody got their Kobe Bryant, their Michael Jordan, and, like, of course, those are dope players, but I wanted to be myself. I wanted to be beyond that, better. You feel me? I wanted to make my own name. So, honestly, I never really looked up to nobody as far as, like, somebody inspiring me to do this. But, like, I just always had a feel for music. My step-pops, he was doing music, playing guitars and all that. Like, he taught me how to play the guitars, pianos, and stuff like that. Just way back, you feel me? This is my step pops, man. He was like one of them blues players. You feel me? This is that legendary musical talk that I'm having right now. You feel me? You have to really know what you're talking about. This is deeper than listening to 50 Cent or Lil Pump or something like how these new artists
of
is
course,
coming out. I didn't know, though. Like, it just was always in my blood. And now that I really look back, that's how I feel like this, all this music stuff is just there for me. Like, because I had my step-pops. He was teaching me at a young age, and I didn't know what I was doing. Like, you feel me? I was just doing it just to do it. It was fun. And now it's just like, damn, I really do music. I never thought I'd do music a day in my life, but it is what it is. So here I am, like.
Shout out to Step Pop, man.
Do you have a question? Yeah, I was definitely trying to get the Heartbreaker World Tour down that way in L.A., so me and Dr. Cash will definitely be in contact. Where are the popping spots right now in L.A.?
Man, if you're trying to go to the popping spot, I'm going to tell you like this. You need to go uphill, Beverly Hills. If you're trying to get that nice scenery with the night, you feel me, with the rich folks, not really rich, but you feel me, the people with the cash.
You know him right there.
Hey, I'm just being 100.
You know, speaking of freaking Beverly Hills. Come on, Adrena.
Hey, you feel me, Beverly Hills. But look, if you're trying to go to Turn that wild shit, go down there, Crenshaw. You gonna find they gonna direct you where to go. They ain't gonna tell you go to the other shit. I'm telling you, man. I'm from the city though. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I haven't been back to LA in like, I can say honestly, like 4 or 5 years. I've been just traveling, man. East Coast, all that. Like, just been traveling, working all over. Like, I'm not even worried about like going back right now. Like, I'm still in motion. I'm still traveling, you feel me? Right now, I honestly can't even really say what is the real popping spots in LA. I haven't been back in a while. So yeah. I know when I touch down for sure I can be able to provide that information.
Yeah. Where are you now? Located now?
Right now, located in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I was wondering out in there.
You said what?
How's the weather out in Vegas?
Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie. Today was a beautiful day. Tomorrow's gonna be real ugly. I'm talking like 105 or something, man. It's real crazy. It's crazier for me because I came back from the East, like I said. So I'm used to that. I'm still used to that 30, that 40. So this 100 shit is this crazy. It's knocking me off. Oh, man.
So when you were growing up, right, you say you didn't have anybody as far as like an influencer. But there was something, right, while growing up that you probably saw besides, you know, your grandpa or your dad or whatever. There was something else besides those two figures. Who was it that got your attention as far as artists? Like, who did you listen to growing up?
Me, the people I was listening to growing up, it's gonna throw you off. I was listening to Mos Def, Big Daddy Kane, A Kid Called Quest, The Rhymes, Method Man, Redman, you feel me? The Real Truth Spitters, Scarface. I could go on and on. Like, you know what I'm talking about. The real legends, though. Like, it's just crazy, man. Because it's like, I really listen to that old school boogie. Yeah, I really listen to that old school boogie. It's like when people come through, they just like, damn, bro, you really listen to that. Like, it's just crazy because my whole playlist is old school. Like, I can take you back, like, back, so far back, you wouldn't even think I knew that. Like, damn.
This is your don't think I'm not too far.
But nah, the person that really caught my attention, honestly, I like aggressive rap, so it's like 50 Cent, and that's around the time when he was coming out around the time I was born, so 50 Cent, that's the main artist I could say, honestly, and Snoop Dogg.
Okay, cool. So, we have a listener tuning in right now that are just starting out, and some have been doing it for a while. Now, you've been doing it probably for a little while now, right? Do you have any tips for the listeners that are tuning in right now as far as, like, breaking into the industry or any tips of staying motivated? Because, you know, doing this music, you know, pursuing music, I should say, could be draining, you know, mentally, you know, and you can lose hope real quick if you don't keep yourself motivated. So what keeps you motivated, and give us 4 or 3 tips on how can an artist basically enter the industry like you have? Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to put it like this. What keeps me motivated? I stay out the spotlight. I don't worry about what no people, I don't worry about what nobody got to say or what they do. I just stay to myself, honestly, I stay to myself and do what I got to do. That's what keeps me motivated, not worrying about other people's stuff. Like, I'm very good with criticism, don't get me wrong, but I'm one of those people that do like to work alone too, though. Like, I just rather do it because too many people, that's how you get like you're not no longer in control of your life anymore once you have so many people doing shit for you. So I'd rather do it myself. Any tips that I got out there to any artist that's trying to jump in the game, man, just make sure you got your money ready first. Then you get your craft ready. You get your music, your photos, your covers, your videos, your bios, blogs, like everything. You need everything. This game ain't just rapping. It ain't just rapping. So if you want to jump into this lifestyle, man, just be sure that it's 90% business and 10% music. Honestly, you can make music all day, but the only way you're going to get it out there is if you know this business and if you're really out here putting that work to strive for that. You got to invest into yourself to get to the next level. If you don't never invest, you ain't going to go nowhere. So just remember that. That's rule number one. Number two, stay away from these fake, phony people. You feel me? People that just want to be around you because they see you looking good, doing good with it. Stay away from them. You want to surround yourself with people that do the same thing as you, positive mindset. You feel me? Ready to do something with themselves, like on the same page. Just remember, if you're going to work with somebody, be in a relationship, join the team, anything, just make sure that y'all always on the same page, because if you're not on the same page, no matter what it is, it's gonna come to an ending. And that's just straight facts. That's with anything. You can see that anywhere. So that's my tips to anybody around the world, man. And I hope y'all take that in and really acknowledge it, because I wish I would have knew that when I first hopped into the game. You feel me? Because, like, I thought it was just rap. Honestly, I bet who spit the hardest bars? Like, anybody can do that, honestly. It's all about this business and your message. Make sure you got the right message, man. Don't be just saying anything, man. Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
Make sure you know what you're doing.
Definitely. Real quick, and let's see if you have any questions. If not, we'll wrap it up. Dr. Phil, any questions?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for coming in the show and letting you know we definitely will be in contact. And we, Dr. Cash, we need to get out to Vegas.
Oh, yeah, man.
We do,
come out to Vegas, man. We're going to do something crazy, man. I'm telling you. For real.
We're going to turn up. It's lit, Dr. Phil. It's lit. Well, yeah, green,
it's extra lit. It's too hot.
It's extra lit. Twiggle. Hey, Madrino, we do appreciate you coming on. Alright. So we're about to wrap up, Dr. Phil.
And you just got your dose.